Hey, hey, hey.
Hey,
ho, ho,
oh, it's just this
ho.
little bit, so a little even. Yeah, there we go.
Welcome, you guys, to Girls Cast Sports West Coast Wednesdays. It is the Wednesday before Christmas. We are feeling a little festive today. So, yeah, welcome. Thanks for tuning in. We got a good show lined up. I'm really excited. I know you guys have probably seen some of the promo work. We've got a great guest coming up. But Mo, it's almost the holidays.
Right.
Are you good? Are you ready? You're off now. Are you excited about that?
I'm very excited about that.
Just and basketball is back?
Basketball is back.
We'll definitely need to talk about your Lakers.
Yeah, I think my Lakers got ring. I want to talk about that ice. I want to talk about that ice. That's what I want to talk about, the ice on it. The ice is really, really nice on it. So I want to.
Is it like the most expensive one so far? Most expensive.
It has to be. It has to be because all that, oh, it's just so nice and cold. No one's worried about it.
We know anybody that you could, like, you know, just slip one on real quick.
No one is worried about a game one when you have some ice presented to you like that.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody.
And the ceremony was really nice. Like, this, I think I thought it was cool since someone could be there, that family got to kind of do like a little introduction or say hi and you know, support them. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, I didn't get to see it. So I'm glad that you got to experience it. No, I was at work, sadly, but I heard great things about it. I saw clips and highlights of it. And yeah, and. How can you get ready to play for a game when you've got all that going on? It's kind of tough. And it's just game one.
Well, that was weird because I thought, you know, some of them were like, you know, LeBron's family or any of the guys' families that had their kids, they were like, hey, daddy, like, we love you. And I felt like that was kind of emotional. Like, these guys have to be really hardcore to just, like, not have any emotion seeing their kid, like, you know, thanking, you know, wishing them well. And then they got to go out and play a big game. Like,
I don't know.
I don't know if I could do it.
Some people were saying that the kids were looking very nonchalant because they're like, oh, it's my dad. He's always getting something. So, like, they basically were like, we're used to the life. We're just here. You like, know
this is what it is. This is how we're doing it.
Exactly.
I mean, I guess. Yeah, you know.
I mean, that's kids for you. They're not that excited.
Although LeBron's wife wasn't in the picture. It was just the kids. And then it was LeBron's mom and I think uncle and brother maybe or something. But
yeah.
Maybe she was
probably somewhere in the building, I'm sure. But yeah.
Not ready for her close-up or something.
Right. But... I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? All I know is she probably didn't want to be out there with the shine of that ring. I mean, it's so it'd make you man, any girl would wrestle a man down for that ring. Seriously.
It's big. It's big time, huh?
It's big time. I mean, it's beautiful.
I mean, it is. They're huge, too. Like, I mean, I don't know how LeBron... And LeBron has how many now? So it's like, it just, yeah.
He's at four now. So my thing is this, okay? I'm a girl. So personally, yeah, the ring is cool. It's masculine, whatever. I would personally be more favored to a cuff or bracelet embezzled with a whole bunch of the, and then the top opens to show all the jerseys in the rafter, including Kobe and all of that. Like, that's what the ring does. So I just need a bracelet that way.
Okay. I hear you. I mean, I probably wanted like a necklace or just like a charm on a necklace. I'm not.
Yeah, I lose those. I lose those. I need cups. Yeah. I need something to show world, like from here.
Thanks everybody for tuning in. We appreciate it. Tara, Merry Christmas as well. Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Happy holidays, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, all that. We appreciate everybody for tuning in. I'm just trying to share it a little bit, but we'll get into sports after our guests, for everybody that's joining in. We definitely want to talk about the NFL's week 15, the upcoming week 16. Talk a little fantasy because I did win a semifinal in my fantasy and I'm going into the championship this weekend. A little nerve-wracked because I could be a back-to-back champion in my guys' league and I don't think they're ready for that.
Yeah, so now you have to just make a list of things that you want them to do this time around, right?
Oh, you know, hopefully there's not going to be a COVID season next year because this year I couldn't get them to do anything that I wanted to do because, you know, COVID put a big crap
on. Well, maybe this time you'll be able to.
Yeah, I'm hoping for that. I'm hoping for that. But anyway, let's see.
But anyway, back to the jewelry I was talking about. I want a cuff from here to here. And then just have it embezzled, lifted up, all of that. Because that'll just, you know, definitely make a statement. I mean, that ring already makes an entrance, but this
But do you think the guys will want a cuff, or you just mean like for
No, I'm talking about for a woman's standpoint.
Okay.
I feel like if you have a player and the player's wives, instead of having the wives, maybe the wives should be allowed to get a piece of jewelry too, because they were a part of the team in some way, shape, or form, putting up with everything. They were part of the team, right?
Right.
So I'm trying to make it seem the same way with that. So maybe a cuff or another piece of jewelry for the women. I don't know. I'm just reaching right here. I just looking at it, it just looks amazing. And I see all those, it's just a beautiful ring. It really is.
It really is nice.
And I have the worst luck with jewelry. Like, I can't even wear jewelry like that. Like, I have some nice jewelry pieces and I'm just afraid to wear them because I've had incidents where I lose them. That's why I probably need the cuff.
The cuff, I feel like I would lose. Like, anything that goes on my wrist would get lost if it wasn't actually tied together.
I mean, if you've seen a Cartier Love bracelet, I'm meaning that kind of cuff.
Okay, yeah.
Goes all the way around. Okay. We're not half stepping on that. If they got a ring like that, the cuff is not going to go halfway with diamonds. I'm sorry, it's going all the way around. There are bracelet cuffs that are halves, and there are ones that you can cuff all the way around.
This is why.
Exactly. Yeah, you need me.
Shout out to Mike Dixon tuning in. We appreciate it. He actually helped me in contacting our guest, which we might as well bring him on because it's time to go. It's Christmas. So without further ado, we're going to get our guy on. If you've ever been to the Circa Hotel that's brand new in downtown Las Vegas, or if you haven't not yet and you plan to, please make sure to stop by and see Chris. He is the official Lego guy whose art gallery is center stage in Circa Las Vegas. It's pretty cool.
Hi, Chris. I love it.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, ladies. How we doing?
Good. How are you?
While I was off air, I was taking notes about trying to make how I'm going to make this bracelet out of yellow to have it match the Lakers rings.
Oh my gosh. If you did that, Chris, that would be so lovely.
Well, we love our pop culture and actually the Jason of Beverly Hills who made those rings have a location here in Las Vegas.
He does at Cosmopolitan. I'm already knowing.
Yeah.
Yes. I sniff out jewelry, even if I can't afford it. I know where stuff is. It's my world. It's my world, Jason. I'm in retail by day. So, you know, you have to stay current on what the trends are, right? And even as an artist for yourself, where do you get your inspiration from for your creativity? And just give us a background, actually, of how you started.
Oh, well, I was still thinking about the rings. What's crazy is, you know, like those Lakers rings, you know, now I have a daughter who's a freshman in high school and she is an absolute killer on the court. And when she goes and plays in her club teams, they don't give away trophies or t-shirts anymore. They give the girls and the boys rings when they win the tournament. So, oh my gosh. So yeah, They're with the times. The Lakers rings have nothing on what you could get for a weekend tournament in Minnetonka, Minnesota, or a freshman girls basketball tournament.
Hey, Minnetonka is still famous. The purple one played out there in Minnesota, so that probably will bring him some good luck. He was quite the hooper.
Who was that?
And I'm talking about Prince. I'm talking about Prince. The purple one himself in Minnetonka. You're talking about Minnesota?
Wow.
He's a basketball player.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yes. You've never seen the Dave Chappelle sketch where they're talking about playing basketball?
I didn't know he was a hooper. I just figured out.
Yeah, he was a hooper. Absolutely.
Hilarious.
So maybe that'll bring her some luck, you know, and get bigger rings. But yeah, this ring is fabulous. So with your sculptures, are you going to try and emulate the ring? I mean, I love the cuff. The cuff was a nice idea, but I'm just asking, like, you think you're going to do a ring too?
Because obviously you want one too. And so I will make sure. we actually need to go to Jason of Beverly Hills because we did a bust of Biggie and Tupac.
Yes.
And I'll be honest, my bling game is poor. And so we were going to have Jason of Beverly Hills let us borrow a Biggie and a cross for them. And so when I'm there, I'm going to try to steal a ring and I'll get some photos and maybe I can recreate something in Legos for us.
That would be nice. That would be really
fancy, schmancy.
Aren't we? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And thanks for having me on the show. I was telling my daughter about it and I'm hoping her and her little girlfriends call in and make fun of their father. but it is past their bedtime. I'm from Iowa and I'm located in this weird place called Las Vegas right now.
Yeah, right. A new resident by that. Well, anyway, she'll be able to watch it. She can watch it tomorrow when she gets up before, you know, it's break, right? They're on Christmas break. So she could check it out later. That's not a problem. And she'll probably have something to tell you after the fact and maybe give you some pointers for your next time that you're on a podcast.
Right.
Oh, I'm sure she'll have plenty of pointers for her, for me. Yeah, I've been embarrassing her and her entire life. And so this is nothing new. She'll have plenty of critiques for me.
So let's get into it a little bit then. Chris, what got you into creating these life-size statues of, you went with animals, athletes? Oh, you know, like how did this start?
Yeah, we're still wondering that ourselves. And so people will walk into the gallery and they're like, man, you must have played with Legos as a kid. You've been playing with Legos your whole life. And me and my guys behind me were like, no, honestly, we could give two shits about Legos. What we're interested in is what we can create using the Legos. And the people and the feelings that we can inspire by using Legos as our vehicle to capture that person. Because, I mean, I'm just a former high school jock who did horrible in school. When I was in college, I worked for the men's basketball team at Iowa State University. Okay. And so Talon Horton Tucker, Laker, fellow Iowa Stater. And so, but how it started was about 2 years ago. I was working at Wells Fargo because I have these three great kids and this great ex-wife. So I had to have this traditional banking job. You know, you got to get that fucking 401k and, you know, and all that stuff to raise them kids. So mama's happy. And I was working at this traditional job at Wells Fargo. And I used to watch the show How I Met Your Mother. And, you know, Barney Stinson. Mm-hmm. So I would watch that show for years, and I still have no idea how he met their mother or who the mother was. But all I could remember was there's this life-size stormtrooper in the back of Barney Stinson's Manhattan apartment. And I'm like, that's what I want. I want a life-size stormtrooper. Because, again, I never played with Legos as a kid. Me, my brother, and my cousins, we were all Star Wars kids. You know, we're 40.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my Tinder profile says I'm 42, but I'm really 46.
Just don't lie on your height. Just don't lie on your height. That's the biggest no-no.
Is it? I'm 6'2", and I'm good to go there. So
there you okay.
Go. Yeah, and I can even shave this gray beard if there is a problem with the age. But, So I wanted a stormtrooper, and if you've ever gone out online and figured out how much a life-size stormtrooper costs, they cost more than a car in Iowa. And I'm like, hell no, I'm not paying $30,000 for a stormtrooper. But I need, so I'm like, well, I'll build it myself. Mm-hmm. And so I needed something where I knew that I could make mistakes, because even today, we've been in this business for 2 years, we still make mistakes, and we're proud of our mistakes as long as we continue to learn from them and continue to make good ones that don't cost us too much money. But anyway, so I quit my job, and I really couldn't tell anybody. I couldn't tell my parents, because how do you really tell your truck driving dad and your school teaching mother that you quit your job at a bank because you're going to build Legos and you want to build
a little tough.
And you tell your ex-wife who loves her money that you quit your job and that you're going to build Legos. It's not a fun conversation. So for 6 months, I quit my job and I moved down into my basement, and I didn't leave. I taught myself how to make statues of people using Legos. And it turns out I was the only person in the world that would offer that product. And so when people walk in, they're amazed that people can give us their pictures and we can build you with Legos. And we say we're either the smartest people or the stupidest people in the world for offering this, because it is work. But at the same time, when they do get done, people love them. And we say, you know what, everybody loves Legos and everybody loves yourself. And if you tell me any different, then you're lying to me, because everybody loves Legos and we all love ourselves. And so we feel like we have a product that appeals to everybody. And if you're telling me any different, congratulations, you're a liar. And you can leave like, and we proudly say, you know, if you're awesome, we can build you. And if you're not awesome, then go do something awesome and then come back to see us, and then we'll build you. But if you can't do anything awesome, you need to go ask your mother, because I promise you, she thinks you're awesome, and in that case, we'll build her. And I promise you, she's going to cry when she sees it, because she's going to love it, because that's the way I was. I mean, when I had to borrow $10,000 from my father to buy Legos, if it wasn't for my mother, I would be buried somewhere outside a truck stop in Des Moines, Iowa, because that's what my dad was going to do to me. So we just, you know, we just have fun with it. We don't take ourselves too seriously because it's Legos and it's art. And if you want to go into a formal art gallery and get fussed at by the owner, the artist, the curator, and all those people, congratulations, we're not that place. And in fact, when you walk into art gallery, you're greeted by our two Snoop Dogs, because we thought we had to have security when we have an art gallery in Las Vegas, and because there's no crime in Iowa, and there's no drinking in Mormons living in Iowa. But in Las Vegas, people drink and have a good time. So I'm like, well, we need security. And so we made our security these two giant Dobermans made out of Legos, and we call them our Snoop Dogs, and they're gin and juice. And then once people realize that they're made of Legos, they're like, oh, so you guys really aren't just a bunch of art assholes? No, we're just Legos all day. And so when people walk in, you know, they don't know whether we're a formal art gallery or we're just three dudes having a good time building Legos. And we don't know what we are either, because nothing like this has ever been created or offered to the public. So we proudly say we have no idea what we are. We don't know where we're going. We don't know what's going to happen to us next week. We sure as shit don't know what's going to happen in 2 months. So we just make cool stuff with the art, and we're just going to let it ride.
I love
that's
it.
That's dope. Is there any way we can see the studio? Is there any way we can see, like,
when it's jolly?
Oh my gosh.
Let's see. Can you just give us a little tour real quick?
Yeah.
Or just one of your favorite pieces in the thing, not to take away from the mystery of people not coming in. We don't want that.
Okay. So I think Joey.
Okay. There we go, Joey.
Give us the tour. So, Joey, why don't you hop over on to Marc-Andre Fleury? Because these are sports. Girls.
Joey, can he flip his camera to like sideways?
There he goes. That's good right there. Vertical is good right there.
Okay.
Sideways, we won't see the thing.
So,
see? Oh, yeah, there we go. Okay.
There we go. That's perfect.
Cool.
Yeah. So, what you're looking at there is the exact moment of time of 2019 when Marc-Andre Fleury did the Superman save. And so, we tried to make it as factually correct as we could. And yeah, so we used 77,000 Legos. We did it during Corona. And so people are asking, like, well, what are you going to do with it? And we're like, well, we really didn't plan on opening a business during a national pandemic. Mm-hmm. And so we don't know. So we just have this great piece of art in the Circa Casino where people can come, get their photos, check it out. And
dope. Enjoy.
Thanks.
Thing is dope. I like it.
And it has, like, even his helmet is the exact replica. Like, the ice skates, the detail on the ice skates is amazing.
How tall is it?
Life size. And so I think Marc-Andre, I've never met him because he was in Canada when we got it done and we moved here. And then they're on lockdown just because they don't want to put the season in jeopardy. So he hasn't even seen it.
Wow.
But his wife's trainer was in here and he said that she really liked it. So I'm like, well, he must know.
Yeah.
You know. Well,
everybody comes through there and takes pictures with it and posts it on social media, and everybody has their pictures with Marc-Andre. So that's pretty awesome.
And
we're excited because he's got three beautiful kids, and we're like, that's like a hallmark moment of having their dad in Legos. So we're excited. And then next to Marc-Andre Fleury, we have Mark Stone, which the guys are working on right now. Nice. And so that's going to be Mark Stone has seen it because he came in for tonight. Uh-huh. And it was crazy because
my phone fell because it got so excited.
My
phone dropped because it was in awe. You feel me? Like, it just totally just whoop, jumped out. Wanted to
I mean, look at how they're making it. Look at it. It's action.
You're in awe. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we when they came in, we were like shocked because we thought they were hockey players. You know, I mean, we all know that basketball players make great models and they're, you know, they're handsome, but we thought hockey players were just a bunch of ugly Canadians. These guys are handsome as shit. They walk, smell good. And we were like, oh man, we were totally wrong about hockey. So we're learning a lot about hockey as we go. And with the season starting in 14 days, you may see these pieces at T-Mobile. Again, we don't know because we don't have a plan. We just make cool shit with the art and we're going to let it take us where we want. And then up in the front, we have Derek, who owns the casino.
Right.
He's kind of how this all started. I was freezing my ass off in Ames, Iowa, building Legos out of my basement when Derek's wife, Nicole, saw me on the internet trying to sell art to Dana White. And she's like, hey, how much would it be to build my husband? And I'm like, 10,000? And she's like, oh, and by the way, he owns some casinos. And he's kind of a big deal in this place called Fremont. So I'm like, okay, well, I always dreamed about opening a place that's kind of like a cross between Madame Tussauds and Legoland, only without the creepy wax faces and the germ. and then all of a sudden, Derek and his team of executives is like, wait a minute, we can offer something that's not offered anywhere else in the world that people would, we don't compete against the strip, but we could be offering something that paid people would have to leave the strip to come down to Fremont to see our art. And it turned out all the casino executives thought it was a great idea. And so despite me and my shortcomings, we've been open for 6 weeks. We've been having a gas and we've got other pieces. You want to show them, Sarah? And so this is one of our favorites. We met this crazy lady when we were in Beverly Hills. She's half Turkish, half Persian, and she's all butts and boobs. And so we just love her. She kept me warm during COVID.
She looks like a character from Grand Theft Auto 5.
I know. What was funny was she was my date for opening night. So she flies in from Beverly Hills, and she flies in with her photographer, her publicist, her makeup artist, and all these other
people. She's got a squad.
How am I going to get lucky here with seven other ladies?
With the squad.
So I slept by myself on opening night. And then show them the pop culture ones, Joey, because Mo's a huge Lakers fan, so she wants to see Katie Kobe.
I do.
So you guys got to check out Kobe. I mean, that was one of the reasons.
Look at Kobe. It's beautiful. And it's like Kobe 8 jersey. It's amazing.
Yeah. So we did Kobe as a kid. And what was crazy is opening night, one of the VPs for the Lakers came in and was like, holy shit, what are you guys doing here? And so we told them. I'm like, well, they're like, why'd you do Kobe? And we're like, why wouldn't you do Kobe? I mean, if you can make a Lego Kobe, you have to do it.
Not right. Yourself,
but for the world.
That's incredible. I love it.
And so we just did it. I just paid for it myself. I'm not going to make any money on it. I don't want anything. In fact, I've offered it to Vanessa, just saying, if you want it, I'll just drop it off at your house. Just give me a time and a date. But we do want to build a life-size one for the Lakers. So we are in those conversations.
That would be nice. That would be really nice. But that's amazing. You also did a Michael Jordan one, though.
I actually did a Michael Jordan one. I put it.
Yes.
Yeah, we took it apart, though.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
we took it apart.
Don't make him mad. Yeah. Chris, don't make him mad.
Yeah, we took Michael apart because
we had to make room for Kobe.
We wanted him to be the same scale. And so Jordan was a little bit bigger. And so we're going to redo Jordan starting January 1st.
Oh, that'll be nice. And will you have a house in Vegas?
Are you doing it there in the studio?
Yeah. Because I'm a basketball player by nature, and so I originally started this business with the idea that I wanted to build Kevin Garnett. Kevin Garnett like doesn't answer his Instagram for like the world. Kevin Garnett for 2 years. So if any of your listeners know Kevin Garnett, I'm the guy that blows up all of his comedians. I grew up in Iowa and we used to drive up to Minneapolis to watch Kevin Garnett in high school. And so it's a little heartbreaking that he doesn't return my Instagram, but
maybe you need the girl in the pink to hit him up on Instagram.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't know what Miss Garnett would think about that.
Right.
I don't know.
Hey, can you pan over to Biggie and Tupac too, since you got them right there?
Yeah.
These are pretty amazing too.
They turned out great.
That's nice.
They really did.
I like that. That looks really good.
I mean, me and Doug, who came out here, and Chris, who's back in Iowa. I mean, we're the three whitest people in the world. And so for us to build Biggie and Tupac and to have the people of Fremont enjoy it, we've really had a good time with it. And so we did Biggie and Tupac. And then to kind of make fun of ourselves. We're going to start doing a Dwight Schrute and a Michael Scott. So we went with the hip hop icons of the 90s with the 2000 office workers. Just messing with people. Why not?
I love it.
And go ahead and show us the security guards too. Let's see the Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg. Yeah.
And the Versace cool. Because I mean, these security guards are laced. I mean, they're pretty fashion forward.
Yeah, we did them big, so they look a little bit scary. They don't photograph very well, but that's okay. That's okay. One of our first clients was the Westminster Dog Show, and so we fell in love with building dogs. Yeah. Because when I was in Iowa, I knew people loved what I could do with the Legos. And so I really didn't reach out to my neighbor saying, hey, can I build your dog Benny, who's barking at me and annoying the shit out of me. I went to the Westminster Dog Show and said, hey, can we build the winner? And of course, they were like, yeah, nobody's ever offered to do that. And so just knowing that I knew that I was onto something. And so I always reached out to maybe clients that were maybe, I don't want to say out of my league, but definitely out of my league.
They're making it rain. They got money just flowing elsewhere.
Yeah, let's talk about the
details of your, and I thank you, Joey, we can take you off so you can get back to doing some work, but let's talk about the details, because even when you see the dogs, like the positioning and sitting, like you clearly see a Doberman and how they're usually sitting posed, ready to go. I mean, even with the Kobe detail, the Jordans, just everything that you guys do, the hockey players. I mean, what's the planning behind this? I know that I had copied this picture off your Instagram. This was probably way back when you were still in Iowa and the organization of the Legos. What's your process in getting started? Like when you get a new client and they're trying to do something, what's the process for it?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I can say it now. We just picked up Steve Aoki. Am I saying it right?
Wow.
Yeah, Steve Aoki, yeah.
Yeah, and I knew of him, but being coming here to Las Vegas, I mean, they play his music every night at 10 o'clock on Fremont. And I'm the one walking up and down Fremont asking him to turn it down. he was our first Vegas client. And so how we start off with him is you got to say, you know, we can't just assume that we know how he wants to look. And so, right. So we take at least 2 weeks just to go back and forth with the client to make sure, well, how do you see yourself? Because how I see you could be entirely different than what you want to see yourself. And I can take a photo of you from like a movie that you did in 1988. You may have a negative association with that movie. You know, you may have met your wife and divorced your wife on that set. So those are things that I don't know. So we do a deep dive with every client to figure out what makes them happy and how do they see themselves. So like with Steve Aoki, we draw them up in a 3D software, which is very similar to like the kids using their Minecraft or Roblox. Mm-hmm. We just use the version for adults and college graduates. And we'll draw them up in a three-dimensional way. And then we send it over to the client. The client says, okay, well, my feet aren't that big. Or can you take away a little bit of this midsection here? Because it hasn't been good to me. And we do that because it's art, and we just want people to look good, and we want them to feel good when they see it. So we even give people diets, and so you could even say that Derek, the owner of the casino, when we built him, we went to the gym a little bit for the pool upstairs, and because it's art, we can do that stuff. So we draw them up in a way, and then once the client approves on it, man, we just start down at the feet. And we just work our way up and we pray we don't make mistakes. And the mistakes that we do make, we embrace, we laugh at, we learn from, and we just try not to make the same mistake over and over. Mm. But it's Legos. And so, yeah, if you make a mistake, you take it apart and you redo it. So it's no different than our business is no different than if you're building the Millennium Falcon in your basement with your daughter.
Wow. Yeah. And one thing that you brought up when I met you is that you bought your green footprint is very.
Oh, yeah. I haven't posted that. I don't mean to curse, but like I could give two shits about the environment. I'm 47 years old and I'm like, my time is done. This is a problem for my kids and my kids' kids. I'm done. But at the same time, we buy all of our Legos that are 100% used. So in theory, our carbon imprint is like a zero, because technically we're pulling Legos out of the ocean. And so all we use is Legos and glue. And so there's, and we can offer jobs to people that enjoy it. You know, there are people that don't want to go into an office, that don't want to be micromanaged, that don't enjoy getting emails from their boss at 2 o'clock in the morning asking for their TP report. And so sometimes we can hire people that I say are weird, but they're like me, they're just different. Right. And so one of my favorite employees that I fell in love with, not like that, but I went down to his basement, and he was down in his basement building Legos with his cats, and he was watching old episodes of Night Court. And I'm like,
let's be I like Night Court, though. I like Night Court, though. That's my show. If you come back on, I'd be watching Night Court Marathon right about now. Yes.
Okay, it still is on. And you can come over. Yeah. I'll hit you up with Chris. And you guys go down to his basement with his cat.
I don't want to be in his basement. I don't want to be in the basement. Thankfully, blessedly, I have my own TV. You just tell me what channel it's on. Okay. Make life easy.
I suppose that's fair.
Yeah, that is.
And so the people that we work are different, and we embrace those differences, because at the end, you know, I don't want people here if they're not enjoying it, and they don't, and I don't care if they come. And a friend of mine was yelling at me today because I don't have a set schedule for my workers. I'm just like, well, just come in when you want to work. If you're not productive at 5 o'clock and you're not feeling it, well, that's not the mojo that we want. So just come in at 8 o'clock and work. I don't care. You know, as long as we get our products done and we make our clients happy, and you know, that's the way we view it. And so sometimes, you know, people look at our business model like we don't know what we're doing, but in actuality, we purposely don't know what we're doing and don't follow the rules, because where did that get anybody? And so we've taken the risk, and now, you know, there's no more risks that we can take. And so now we're just going to sit back and let's see where the art takes us.
Well, I think that Steve Aoki deal is going to be a big thing for you too. Because I mean, this guy's social media following is ridiculous. And if he ever gets that up on there, and I mean, I can just imagine like all the black Legos you'll need for his hair.
I told him to get a haircut before we start. He said no. So we've never done a shirtless male. And so that'll be fun. I mean, we pretty much done shirtless women. I mean, Sahar's boobs are hanging out.
Right.
So this will be a first for us, and we're gonna have fun with it.
Wow. And so I'm guessing, and he has tattoos, I'm assuming, right? Like, I think he has tattoos. So is that like, is it intricate that you'll, I mean, that's gonna be pretty.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He wanted a cake. And so we're gonna build him smashing a cake.
Yeah. Cause he wants to smash a cake. Yeah. He hasn't done that in a while. It's not good. So it's good that you're doing that on the statue. Cause it's so iconic. That's what he's known for, is the caking of people. Yep. And he stopped doing it. So now you're just making him reminiscent all over again. That's awesome.
Yep. And so, you know, and also he has a partnership with Vision Streetwear. So of course we're going to be making Vision Streetwear. And nice. So for people who may say, I don't know, it's a little bit narcissistic to have a life-size Lego statue of myself, but then we can also tie it into their business, because, you know, with Instagram and, you know, like with Mel and Melissa, the show, you know, we need to promote ourselves, because if you're not tooting your own horn, nobody's going to do it for you. And so, you know, so I'm going to hang up on this call. I'm going to start drawing up Mo in a three-dimensional world. We're going to build Mo with a kick-ass Lakers ring.
Thank you, Chris. Man after my own heart. Now, if you throw in a little Raiders razzle dazzle in there, that'll be amazing too. Are you going to work on any like other projects? Like, we have our Aces team here. We have our Las Vegas Lights. A semi-pro soccer team here. We also have my Raiders here. Are you going to do Lego inspired? No,
it's not
happening.
It is absolutely driving me crazy. The fact that every day, at least twice, somebody will walk in and say, why don't you have a Raiders piece in here?
Listen,
Mahomes. I mean, the fact that we don't have a Bo Jackson in here is flipping crazy. And so Bo, I guess somebody was telling me that Bo is now a banker in Chicago. if I can ever make it home to see my kids, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to go to Chicago. I'm going to say, Bo, we all grew up playing Tecmo Bowl, which is very much.
Right. Yes.
So for us to do a Raiders piece in Legos is totally bananas. We have to do it. So if you got any listeners out there, have the Raiders call me. And so, yeah, there was an article in the paper today about us, about what our dream build is. And clearly it's the Beatles and the Raiders. So, yeah, we want to do that. As for the other teams, again, we just say, if you're awesome, we'll build you. So the Aces, the Henderson Silver Knights, just tell us you're awesome.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Write me a little check. I mean, I don't give a shit how much you pay me. I say just pay us what you pay your plumber. Because I promise you, we're putting in the work. It takes us about a month to build a piece. So we charge. So when I tell people, I'm like, well, we charge $10,000. Takes us a month to build. We're the only ones crazy enough to do it. And again, I promise you, we're putting in the hours. If you don't believe me, just walk into the casino at any given time and we'll be working on your statue.
Right.
And so all those teams, there's no reason why every sports team, every person shouldn't have one in their house. And granted, I'm biased.
You guys did have an article that came out today in the gaming magazine or a gaming paper. Yeah. Or something here in Vegas. But what I did see your screenshot that you sent that was amazing. So you mentioned that your dream builds would be like the Beatles or Raiders. But I mean, is there anyone in particular outside of those that you, I mean, besides Kevin Garnett, that maybe you'd like to tackle if you were able to?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Definitely Michael Jackson. And we may or may not have a phone call with his people coming up at the beginning of the year about his daughter. We're working with them. And so we aggressively reach out to people that we think are awesome. We don't wait for them to come to us. So if you look at my Instagram, 3 or 4 times, I'm blowing up Miley Cyrus. I'm trying to figure out where Britney hangs out here in Las Vegas. We got to build Britney. We got to build
Miley.
Yes,
you do.
We got to build the Raiders. But the thing is, you know, nobody ever wakes up and says, today I'm going to buy a life-size Lego statue of myself. And so it takes me on average of 44 sales attempts or reaching out to either that client or that client's people. To understand that what we can do will help them and make them, we think, be better humans. Those are the ones that I kind of mentioned. Obviously, you know, we love the Cirque, we love theater, anything, the more flamboyant, the more things that we can do to defy gravity, the more special characters. Like, we wouldn't want to build the Beatles, you know, in their Hard Day's Night. We'd want to build them as LSD tripping out on, you know, Star Trek. The whole thing. So the crazier, the better, because it's art and, you know, and we love Lego. Obviously, we don't have any affiliation with Lego, but you know, we've been digging what they do for 30 years, and we sure hope what they've done, what we do with the last 2 years. And so they really don't have a vehicle where they can build people. And so we sure hope that they dig what we do, and because we dig what they do, and we just make people. And so, So
how many times have you been to Legoland then?
Never.
Never. Wow. Never.
Okay. No, well, I went to the one in Kansas City, but it was raining and it was right before COVID, and I slipped on the stairs because I'm an old man and I'm trying to keep up with my daughter. And so I sat in the waiting room while we went in and played. And plus, it's kind of like an insurance salesman watching hurricane coverage. It just hits a little bit close to home because you compare yourself.
You go analyzing every single piece that's over in the Legoland.
But now, if it was a Star Wars convention and Han Solo was there, I would have taken the painkiller and gone right in.
Yeah. So you have to do a Mandalorian one then. Or Baby Yoda.
Yeah, we'd like to. I think then, though, we would get in a little bit of trouble with license.
Probably, that's what I figured.
Yeah, but everything that we do, you know, we don't do anything without the client knowing it. Obviously, we took a chance on Kobe, but we don't want to make a penny on it. Obviously, we really couldn't tell Biggie and Tupac. But everybody else, we have all their permission to do so. And that's the way we think, because we don't want to build anything without that person getting their input, how they see themselves.
Yeah, that makes sense. Chris, you're the bomb. Right. If you make me a piece, I mean, I'm there. Like, if you need me to pose or send some pics, whatever it takes. Get my wrist size. Like, I would love that.
Yeah, well, Circa is also the world's largest rooftop swimming pool. So we're gonna get you in your swimsuit, and we'll make a.
We are here for the pool party.
I don't know if you're ready for that. I don't know if you're ready for that.
That's literally.
Are you sure you're gonna be able to concentrate?
No, I would not be able to concentrate.
Then that's a problem, because I need the accuracy of my piece to be on point. Now, I admire you. I do admire you for looking and all of that, but I need to stay on task.
But I do have the name of your piece already decided. So we would name it. Yeah, we would name it DDD for deep, dark, and delicious.
The triple D.
I love it. I love it.
Hey, if you guys are just tuning in today, we are talking with Chris. Is it I don't even know.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Isle? Like Isle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Chris. The Crystal Art Gallery. What's funny is that one of our comments in here is from Mo's old Uber driver, and he was like, hey, this is awesome. Have you guys seen the flurry at the Cirque, in the Lego Cirque, or in the Cirque, the Lego? And I'm like, this is the guy here. He's who made it. This is the art gallery.
That's definitely us. So are there other comments that I need to know about, or was that the only one?
There's others that, I mean, I'm pulling through a few of them now. Andre really loves the triple D comment.
Thank you. It's fantastic.
You can use that. I'll be honest. I've used it.
Taken, so we don't have to worry about Andre. Andre's not even a factor in this conversation. You called. Yes. It's all about me and you now, Chris.
Rick said that he was blown away from that Lego. So Rick, make sure you go back there again in maybe like a few weeks or a month, because check out Mark Stone, because he'll be ready by then too, because he's halfway there right now. He got his, what is the torso going, or the shoulders and head? So that's pretty
cool. Yeah, and then we also were going to do one on specs. So we also got a Drake in the back. And so, but the problem is... The problem is, though, the people that we were talking to that were in Drake's camp kind of went MIA. And
I believe it. I about to say, I have a client that is in Drake's camp. Maybe I can reach out for you. But again, he changes his number every other. He goes MIA. You know what? For you, Chris, I'm going to try him. I'm going to try him tonight and see if he still has his number.
He gave it to me a month ago.
So that's going to be Drake.
Oh, that's awesome.
Doing the Tussie slide. Because... coming out to Las Vegas, you know, I want to see the girls dance. And so, and people dance, not just the girls.
Yeah.
But we want to and do the Tootsie slide with Drake. And so that was the plan. And then all of a sudden, I don't know if they went camping and never came back. So y'all can get in contact with Drake, because I got in trouble for building it on spec by one of my former employees.
Okay. Wow.
Well, hopefully you can complete that mission. Hopefully we'll be able to get in touch with the camp, because the camp does disappear. I thought I was the only one. It's so funny you said that.
I know. Rich people are weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it goes. Yeah. Well, that's crazy. Chris, we want to talk a little sports. You're welcome to hang out. You're welcome to go. I don't know if there's anybody coming in there or if you got busy or not, but feel free to, we can just take you off, or you're welcome to hang out and talk a little bit. But we are a sports cast, so, you know.
Can I tell you one story, though?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Go for it.
I haven't seen my daughter in 3 months, and so I'm just like, I just want to cry thinking about her. But like, anyway,
can I just post this? You did do it.
There she is.
Oh my God. Anyway,
That's so cool.
So Boomer, it was her very first track. This was track, and she had to go against the top runner in the state. This girl from Ballard of Huxley, right? So my little Boomer, 99 pounds of just muscle, spit, and fire. She's just like her mother. Anyway, so she goes out there and runs against the top runner in the state. And she ran. So she got done with the race. And all of a sudden, her grandmother and her mother whisked her off into the bathroom. And I'm thinking, oh, I don't know. That's just women's stuff. I don't know what's going on. Well, it turned out she ran so hard because she wanted to keep up with the top runner in the state. She peed her pants. And I'm like, girl, if you can go out there and run so hard that you pee your pants just to win that race, you are... And so I'm writing letters to the University of Wisconsin saying, you got to get this girl.
That's dedication. That is dedication.
That's what I thought. So I love her to death. So thanks for letting me entertain you that, with that story to tell you about my daughter.
Oh, but, thank you.
I'll just hang in and listen in if that's okay.
Hey, yeah, just jump
feel
in.
Free, jump in feel free. Feel free. Well, we definitely want to talk a little bit about opening night for the NBA, Mo. We saw the Nets and the Warriors. I don't know if any Warriors fans expected them to be just that bad or the Nets to be that good. But they blew them out by like 26 points.
I mean, there's no Klay Thompson.
But is Klay the only – I mean, there's a few pieces missing, not just Klay. But, I mean –
Again, there's no Klay Thompson. If you're not going to have a shooting contest with the Splash Brothers, plural, that's what puts the points up, and there's only one splot of the ash, then you can't, no. Not going to happen. It's not even competition.
Okay. What are so we what talking do you think about here? Did you see any highlights of the KD and Kyrie then?
Are they going to
give your boys some trouble this year?
They can try. I mean, look, here's the thing. We're early. It's early basketball. Yeah. We can't predicate too much of what's going on. I know it's a little strange of Kyrie to sage everywhere he goes. You know, if he comes in and sages in the Staples Center, he's going to be probably in for a rude awakening because we'll probably win that game. And, you know, with KD and his performance, it's KD. Did we expect him to be less than who he is?
Well, no, he's great.
Exactly. So we're going to see that. And like I said, it's early on. I mean, we've got 72 games this season. What is this, the 18th year of the NBA or 19th year of the NBA as far as it's – what is it, 72 years? 72 years, I'm sorry.
I was like, 19 years.
Yeah, I'm tripping. 72 years. I'm thinking of – what am I thinking of?
The WNBA,
I don't know what I'm thinking
of. They're like 22
Maybe
years.
No, they're 22. But 72 years in the league right now of going on 72 years, I think it is now. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Keep
what you're
saying it.
To talk about. Yeah,
no, I'm saying that the longevity of the history of NBA is 72 years. I think it's correlating to 72 games this season because it's a shortened season. So we'll just see what.
I feel like they've been longer than 72 years because that would be like the 1950s. And
no, it was 1946. So what's that?
Donnell said it's 75.
75. Okay, so I'm 3 years shy. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's a short season.
It's a
short
season. Period. I mean,
all seasons are short this year.
Yes. Yeah, so you just don't know.
Right, but anyways, I mean, it is, you know, it's the first game, so everybody has an opinion about something. Everybody has an opinion about what's going to happen. So having not seen Kyrie or KD play for almost a year.
I mean, I think they were expecting to be the worst of who they are because of their injuries.
Mm-hmm. But they came out
being who they are. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what I personally expected. If you're watching basketball, you know basketball. This is what you're expecting. Like, you're expecting to see them not themselves. They definitely are coming out. And again, this is the first year for Steve.
Nash.
What is it? Steve Nash. Yes.
Yeah.
Of his coaching career. Who no one expected for him to get this coaching job. Thank you, Chris. So, battle of the Steves.
You know, well, you know, and the thing that makes Brooklyn so interesting is, you know, Kyrie, with what he's always said, you know, going back to his days of flat earth, you know, Kyrie's always been that.
He's a weird guy. He's a weird guy. He's very weird.
And so's Durant.
Yes,
Durant,
he's an odd bird, too. Two odd
he's
birds.
He's got some social quirks. Yeah. And like here in the art world, you know, we say the weirder you are, the better. And so if you could put a couple of weird dudes that can shoot the ball like Kyrie and KD together, holy shit, that could be fun. And I'm not saying they're going to beat LeBron, but.
You never know. I was entertained by the game. I was entertained by the Clippers and the Lakers. I didn't expect that. I mean, I know it's just one game. I know, you know, the Lakers still had a lot on their mind. They got their rings. But the Clippers look good.
Okay.
Mo hates. She hates her
Candyland.
I mean, okay. She hates her Candyland Clippers.
I'm just saying, okay. If that's what you think, okay.
I mean,
I cannot judge these players on the first week of basketball. I just can't. I judge them when we get into postseason and it's like after the All-Star break. That's when they turn it on officially. This right now is just preliminary of stat building, ranking, all that good stuff. Which player is not going to be injury prone? Which player is not going to be knocked out on postponed games for COVID list as we got a situation in Houston right now with that?
Hello.
So you're going to see all these different variables, and I can't just measure that on one game.
So we'll get to Houston. We've already had the first game postponed for the NBA season, which is on day two of the NBA. Like,
The bubble. They should have just done the bubble.
We're not in a bubble now, and you've already got one postponement post in day two due to the Rockets. So a handful of the guys in the Rockets decided to go to someone's apartment to all get their hair cut. I think three tested positive whatever the other word is. You know, they test positive or it's unconclusive.
And they broke the quality. Oh, okay.
And then there was four more that had to quarantine just because of the contract tracing. So that's like John Wall and
Boogie Cousins. Yeah.
To get your hair cut. I mean, you guys have this much money. Why isn't that guy just coming to your house to cut it?
Wait, Boogie got in trouble for that?
Well, contact tracing because he tested negative. He was still
ready to play. It's been years since we've seen Boogie play.
Yeah. Well, John Wall too. John Wall's been out for the last two seasons, so both of them are on this list and they cannot play. I mean, it's kind of crazy.
And so that's separate of the James Harden issue, which he's been testing negative, but he decided to go to a friend's party. Apparently, I think it was like on Monday or something, where people thought it was a strip club. He said it wasn't. They were in a booth. They were at a venue. He was safe. He was just there for a few minutes. Nothing.
But nobody
more.
Had masks on.
And it's
but
the day before the season starts. Like, why would you do that?
He's
the
pulling
day
a Costanza mill. He doesn't want to be. He doesn't with want Houston. To be, no, he's already want. Festively pumped. He's doing everything he can to sabotage himself, but what he's doing is decreasing his trade value. Yes. That's what he's doing.
No one's
so he has
want
to be
that.
Careful of that. No one's going to want that. And then prior to even what you're saying, there's rumors that he was the one that also tested positive for COVID early on when Westbrook got it. That's coming out now that Harden tested positive because he wasn't in the bubble on time either. He was late to the bubble too. And they never said why. Well, it turns out he had it then.
Harden was running around Vegas. He was running around the strip.
He was running around Vegas. He always was Vegas, Atlanta. He was doing all of that. So again, I feel like he's pulling a Costanza and trying to sabotage his chances of staying there.
He's just hurting himself. That's all it is. Ugh. But so the other thing, Adam Silver has, because you know they've been talking about when is there going to be an expansion into the NBA? When are there going to be new teams added? Of course, being from Seattle. The Seattleites are ready for their team to be back. Adam Silver mentioned that he had not thrown it out, that he is actively thinking about it. And because the NBA has taken such a toll from COVID and not getting the revenue they should, obviously adding another team or two. And they said that like the entry fee for that is like one, at least exceeds $1 billion.
So apparently Carolyn Goodman was talking to somebody about it too.
Well, yeah, Seattle and I mean, if you think
but her talks are useless. She has no power on the strip, so her talk is useless. They probably just humored her.
But I mean, if you're thinking in Las Vegas, Seattle, you add two more teams, it would be that would be a good match. You've already got an arena set up in Las Vegas.
Well, they would have to have their own arena, and that's the debate. If people would say T-Mobile would be theirs officially, or would they build a whole nother arena? Which I think T-Mobile is just fine. But that's just what the Twitter commentary. I'm telling you, Twitter was blowing up with this because it was.
And it would be easier that way.
It would be. I feel like it would be that way too. But a lot of the NBA teams own their arenas at certain things, so it's again, would they buy T-Mobile? Would you build something else? But either way, I'm down for an NBA team to come here. Mm-hmm. And I'm still be loyal to my Lakers, but I'd also have now a homegrown team. So I'd have equal love for both of them. Just when they're playing the two each other, I have to stay neutral. And that's easy to do. I think that would be easy to do. I pray it'd be easy to do.
Unless but it I'm was like a it. Championship. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, then there's a struggle.
But I'm excited. I want Seattle to get a team back, and I'm hoping that they can. And the reason why, I mean, I saw a lot of people talking about, oh, all these new Net fans. Well, I'm not a Net fan, but I will follow KD. Like, everybody follows LeBron. KD is the last Seattle Sonic to put on a jersey that's still playing. So I will continue to follow him. You know,
yeah, but that's not your team anyway. You're Bulls, so.
Oh yeah, but my home team has always been the Sonics. I mean, I've always liked.
Oh yeah, you have the Sonics. Yeah, of course. But you, yeah.
So I
don't think anybody can give you a hard time.
Yeah,
no,
yeah. But, you know, people are always all these new Net fans. I'm not a Net fan, but I enjoyed watching them play. So, we'll get into a little NFL. So let's say the Jets were trying to get the number one draft pick, right? Apparently, the team did not feel it necessary to lose again because they beat the Rams this weekend. Therefore, possibly losing their stake at the number one draft pick, which is lucky for
Trevor Lawrence. For all Trevor, day.
You don't got,
for but Trevor I mean, Lawrence. All
I mean,
day.
Maybe otherwise, he'd have to pull an Eli Manning. Form, who knows?
He'd have to pull an Eli Manning if it didn't work out. You know what I mean? If they had lost. But listen, yeah. Whoever bet on the Jets game, whoever consistently bets on the Jets every given Sunday, whatever you place your bet as, you came up and made up for all those previous bets that you lost. Big time. I mean, that was a bet that nobody would have. It was 1,000. Oh, yeah. It was 1,000 to whatever on the odds. Wow. So you would have come up like a fat rat betting the Jets Sunday. And no one picked them. Like, no one that I know.
I believe it.
Was going that way.
I didn't. We didn't pick them.
I didn't pick them. Yeah, exactly. So just for that to be the stunner of the Sunday games kind of just took me like, whoa.
I know you posted a little bit about it today too, was about Juju, because the Steelers have lost three straight. And each time it appears that Juju has decided to dance on the other team's logo at midfield. This most recently being the Cincinnati Bengals, he did. And boy, did he get some Juju of his own, I guess.
Yeah, he did. But he's been doing it for the past 13 weeks. So now all of a sudden that they're losing, it's now a jinx.
I don't think it's a jinx, but you just lost three straight. And I think people were talking about it last game in regards to the game before that one. So I think now that you've lost three straight, they're probably like, dude, okay, we're done. Like, TikTok it after the game. Like, let's just win a game and be done.
But they're still not going to win. We know this. Okay, so here's the deal. With Pittsburgh right now, they're totally broken down. They have no line defensively, offensively. They're going to lose again this week. Aren't they playing the Colts?
Well, that's only if Big Ben can get his head out of his butt. I mean, really, because he hasn't been able to throw. He's got targets.
No, they're this is the cash end of what we saw. We are not going to see Pittsburgh go any further. They're going to definitely do playoff contention, but they're first rounders, and that's it. That's it, because they've clinched, yeah. But they're first rounders, and that's it. You're not getting past the Bills. You're not probably going to get past Cleveland. You're not going to get past the Kansas City. You're not going to get past the Baltimore. You're not going to get past any of these teams. So it's pretty much done.
It's a one and done.
It's a one and done. They're already on the other side.
You want to talk about your boy? You want to talk about your boy Baker?
That's not my boy. That's your boy. Talk about it.
Yo, the Browns.
She has a thing for Baker Mayfield. I don't know what it is.
I don't have a thing for Baker Mayfield.
She loves Baker.
I like the Browns. They're my second team. I just enjoyed like this raw personality, I think, that the Browns have. And I'm amazed that they have the same win-loss as Seattle Seahawks right now. They're both 10-4. Like, I'm amazed. They haven't had 10 wins since 2007. Granted, I've only been a second-team fan for 3 years now. But they're doing good. I'm excited for them. I want them to do well. Will they
they're
brown
not going
it?
Anywhere either.
Will they coug it when it comes down to playoffs?
Of course they will. Again, another first round that's going to be out. They're not going to be able to probably take on the Ravens again. They probably won't be able to take on the Colts. They may not even be – I know they won't take on those Bills and Josh Allen. He's a monster. And are they going to get past KC? No. The AFC Conference Finals has already been set up. It is going to be the Bills and the Chiefs. That's it. That's my prediction. That's my prediction. That's where it's heading. That's where I'm thinking it's going to be. Those are the two of the elite out of that.
I will take that. I will write it down. I will make a note. I'm not sure yet. I want to see how this next week or so go. Yeah.
And stranger things have happened. And if you were a betting person, the smart bet would put the Browns to go to the Super Bowl. That's a great bet to make. I would have no problems with making any money off of that. I realistically just don't see it.
Okay.
Just because of the Ravens game. Just because it was a great game, but even when they played the Ravens, they couldn't close. They didn't even close the first game they played with them. So how are you going to be postseason competitive? It's just, I'm sorry. And I like the Browns. Justin Herbert's better than Baker Mayfield. Like, I just see so many people better than him.
No one's saying that he's the best.
He's not the guy that's making this all possible. It's Nick Chubb. It's a run team. It's a run team. Let's be clear. Let's give it up to Nick Chubb and Jarvis Landry and the other third guy.
Who has to get the ball to Jarvis, though? Like, it's not like Jarvis just tosses it to himself.
Yeah, true. He's properly executing. Okay, let's give him a hand for the for being a quarterback. He doesn't even read his own field. Give him up for him doing his job.
Thanks, Mel. All right. Moving right along.
Can we? Next thing? What's up with the Raiders? I mean, is there still a chance?
Gosh.
Is there still a chance after a loss on Thursday Night Football here at the Owl? Is there still a chance for your guys to make
No.
it? There's not?
I mean, there's always a chance, but here's the deal. John Gruden made his first mistake putting an Oakland Raiders hat on inside a new stadium that's entitled the Las Vegas Raiders that caused Derek Carr to get hurt. But the silver lining was that was Mariota coming out on the field, who looked amazing.
He looked good.
He looked really good. However, we also had an offensive coordinator out on the COVID list. So guess who's calling the plays? Our $100 million man. Not a good decision. Chucky is Chucky, and Chucky is old school football. So that play calling, it needed some work. When we're in overtime, and we're making yardage, and we're very close to the end zone, and we have four chances to go and make a touchdown, you call the same run play for Josh Jacobs to go through the middle back-to-back twice in a row? No, you don't do that. You would have been better off having Mariota run the ball. And then on top of that, not for nothing, because I'm repeating conversations I've had with friends, so some of my friends that are watching have probably heard this. They can turn their phones down or whatever. I would have never gone for the field goal. You know San Diego's going to get possession. Go for the fourth and goal. Go for it. What do you have to lose? Chris even knows. He had to check out.
He checked out.
What do you have to lose? What do you have to lose?
Take a loss for a minute. I'll wait till he gets
back. Do you have to lose in doing something like that when Mariota has been running the ball and can run? And not for nothing, that interception he threw was not his fault because Zay Jones thought he was on a man-to-man coverage. Wrong play call. That's all. He just mistook the play. But he did go after his man and tackle him, too, after he threw that interception. That's how good Mariota is. Here's what I'm getting.
He looked better.
Here's what I'm getting to for Saturday against the Dolphins. It is going to be a problem because Derek Carr has said he is coming back to play, to start. A lot of us in Raider Nation are not too happy with this. We are feeling like, let's just roll with Mariota. Hawaiian against Hawaiian, Island Boy against Island. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And I don't have a problem with that in a sense that we have a possibility to win. We could have a possibility with Derek Carr as well. But Derek Carr has a growing injury, and he's feeling like he has something to prove because he feels like he dropped the ball in the last game. And when Derek Carr plays, when he feels like he has something to prove, sometimes that's not in his best look.
No.
So we're at a stalemate here. I vote for Mariota. I love you, Carr. You've been great for us. You got us our 7 wins with the rest of the team. We still have some defensive players that are out. We still have some O-line. I mean, some that are coming back. I don't know. Godspeed to you, man, because I think you did a great job, but I feel like you could just rest now.
This may be the opportunity I'd hope that – Yeah, because you guys still have a
choice. We don't have a choice.
We
have to win 3 wins. We have to win the next 3 games in order to even go to the wild.
Well, there's only 2 left.
I mean, I'm sorry, 2. So
I was like, how are you gonna do that?
Oh no, I'm sorry, because it's 17 weeks. We're done then. Because we needed the 3. The 2 probably would push us if one of the other teams.
I think you have to win those, and then there has to be like 2 more losses. Yeah.
Yes, there has to be a loss. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I would like to see the end of this season in with Mariota to see what we have to look forward to in the next upcoming season. Yeah. So I say let Mariota play the next 2 weeks. Carr's been great. It's been real. You're that dude.
Black at least try day, this next game and see if you try the momentum from the
last game. I mean, I just don't see that. I don't know. I just don't know.
Well, I'm rooting for you guys, although I know if Mike Dixon's still watching, those are his Dolphins. And he's planning a quite the shindig over at the West.
Who are doing great. Just they are. The Browns. I mean, these are teams that you wouldn't expect to have a stellar season, and they're actually doing really well. So
they're doing great.
It could be anybody's game, but I'm thinking of Dolphins for this game. I just want to see what Mariota can do. So when we get into our pick-ems, I already have it.
Okay.
Analyze what I'm going to do.
Okay. We'll kind of move on. I mean, I will say this. It's a big game for Seattle this weekend. We go against the Rams at home. They just lost to the Jets. You know they're going to be coming for it. We've already lost them once in LA. We need this win to basically clinch the NFC West. We'll win the NFC West if we can win this. So Godspeed to my team. Let them all be there and well. Right. But the one person who won't be there that was supposed to be there is Josh Gordon.
Yes, and what happened to him? I think he had a relapse of some sort.
So here's the deal, and I still cannot find the absolute truth on this, but there's speculation that he basically is continuing to battle with substance abuse and that it broke the terms of his conditional reinstatement. However, it's that reinstatement, I believe, is a legal document, which is also binding, so no one can talk about it. I don't know if anyone knows that it really was substance abuse or not. We can't, there's nothing that shows that. There's no proof. There's no, whenever I look into articles, it gives the same situation. So whatever did happen or didn't happen, it's unfortunate that he's been with the team in the facility since like the beginning of December. He finally got the green light on Monday, got put back on the 53 man roster. And then one day later, he's off and back into the indefinitely out again. So I was rooting for him. I was ready to play. I got a job.
Yeah, this was his debut.
I was, listen, I was ready. So I'm a little bummed about that. But hopefully, if it is substance abuse, hopefully, if it is mental health, that he really does get it figured out. But it's just weird because he gets this, but like there's Antonio Brown doing whatever he wants to do and everybody else. So, hey, you know how it is. That's how it is. Vegas Golden Knights schedule got announced.
What is that sound?
What sound?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
Can you hear something?
Yes, it sounds like somebody's snoring. That's why I was like, what is that sound? I keep hearing it. But anyway, keep going.
Okay. Hopefully it's not me. No one's snoring. But the Vegas Golden Knights.
The doggies aren't snoring?
No, the doggies aren't even down here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good for once. Oh,
okay. Their season was schedule was announced. So they actually start January 14th. We're back into hockey season.
Yeah, and we have to say goodbye to Derek Eaglund too.
Oh, I know. He retired, but he's going to still be with the organization.
Yeah, he is. That's gonna be good.
But what's different about this year is that they're playing divisionally, like a divisional bubble. So we're playing the same teams 8 times for a total of 56 games.
Crazy.
That's a little.
That's and a then lot. Good luck.
The Canada teams are their own division this year because of the whole border issue and us not being able to go back and forth. So yeah, I don't know how the hockey season is going to go. Shout out to Weeks. Weeks hit me. I was like, hey, is VGK going to have fans? And I'm like, well, the way that the football and the college basketball and college football is gone, no. Like, no one.
Yeah, I think we have to understand we're going into another season of spectatorless seasons. So yeah. Games.
Exactly.
Crazy.
I know. And then we can talk about it more next week, but of course the college football playoffs were announced. Alabama versus Notre Dame, Clemson versus Ohio State.
The Rose
Bowl is now going to be played in Arlington, which is lame. The Rose Bowl belongs in California.
It's
always been.
Mm-hmm.
That's dumb. And Ohio State only got
the whole thing is exactly.
Yeah.
This is stupid. This is stupid how these championships are set up because it was short season and it ranked inappropriately. Like, it's dumb.
Any championship of COVID times were to have an asterisk, it would be college football.
It would be that. Exactly. It's just stupid. The whole thing. It's like, it's just stupid. I'm done.
Ridiculous.
Like, you were saying it and I'm like, stupid.
It's
like,
dumb.
Don't tell me who's playing who. It's so biased. It's so rigged now. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Before we get into our picks, just real quick, girl power to our girl Liz Cambage.
Yes, champion.
Yes.
Yes.
Their Melbourne-based Southside Flyers won the Women's National Basketball League there in Australia. So she's going to have a little bling of her own, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
That's
well deservingly.
Man, well no deservingly. No kidding. I'm excited for that. So you won last week's picks. You did good. I mean, you had only thing I could pick the Cowboys, which they won. I think the Cowboys just need me as a fan because whenever
Cowboys won.
I know. I'm saying I picked them.
Oh, okay. That was what you
picked. But you had picked Tampa and Cardinals.
Did I pick the Bears on that one?
You picked the Bengals. No, huh?
Okay, because on my Saturday night, I was pontificating.
No, we picked Vikings, both of us.
Oh, okay, shout out to the Let the Ball Bounce Money Ministries pick'ems. Because Saturday night is the deadline for us to turn our picks in. Mm-hmm. And I was toying back and forth with my picks, and I did a revise, and I said, okay, I'm going to pick the Bears. And I'm going to pick the Saints. And then I flipped another team that I picked, and I lost, of course, the Saints one and another one, but then I won on the Bears one. So I felt good about myself. The only thing that was so crazy about my pick'ems
is how somebody on the team, I don't even know why I'm bringing this up, but it's hilarious to me. Copied and pasted all my picks, including to the text of my even parentheses saying revised, knowing good and well that was the first pick he had revised.
Off air, I want to know who this is.
I'm not telling.
I want to know.
Ooh. You don't even know him. You don't even know him. You don't know him. I promise you, you don't know him. There's nobody you know. I swear.
Okay, well, let's get into it. So
let's get into it, because that was hilarious.
Thursday, we've got only one game for Christmas Day, which is the Vikings. Minnesota. I'm gonna go with the Saints. They're at home for Christmas. Like, you can't get.
I'm gonna go with the Saints too, because they're my second team. But I have a suspicion the Vikings might come through. Might.
Tampa.
No
Detroit.
Michael Thomas. Keep that in mind. No Michael Thomas,
But Drew Brees is back, I believe, correct? Because he was back last week.
He was back last week. He was a little rusty, but I think he's back this week. So, yeah, we're going to roll those Saints.
Yeah. Tampa Bay at Detroit.
Oh, Tampa Bay. Detroit's aggressive, though.
I know. And it's in Detroit. Tampa Bay.
Oh, is it in Detroit?
Yeah. And Tampa Bay struggled with Atlanta.
They sure did. The Lions should give them a run for their money, but I think with the cold weather element in play, that's Tom Brady's inner hybrid, because he's used to the cold weather and plays phenomenal in it. I'm going to roll with the Bucks. He's used to a warmer climate.
Well, it's not doing too well. Aren't they? Isn't the Lions?
Is there as high?
Yeah. I thought
so. Oh, it is? Oh, I don't know. Is it?
Vikings, Lions. Yeah.
Lions indoors?
The Vikings is outdoors. No, the Vikings new one is indoors. And I think.
Wow. They're not outdoors? I thought they were.
Check this. Check it.
Well, never mind then. I'm still going to roll with the Buccaneers on it just because it's Tom Brady, too. I'm just going to roll with the
Bucks. I'm going to go with the Lions.
Okay.
San Francisco at Arizona.
Oh, I'm gonna do those Cardinals.
I don't want to take none of these.
I know. Yeah. It's a ticket buster, too, because Cardinals. I don't think people are going to even – I don't even think they're going to cover. I'm going to roll with the Cardinals just because Kyler Murray's figuring his little ways of scrambling and getting out of situations and throwing that ball.
I need Kyler to have a great game, too, because he's my quarterback in my finals for fantasy football.
I think he will. I think he will have a great game. I think he will.
Miami at Vegas.
Like I said, I'm going to go because we don't know what our quarterback situation is. By the day of Saturday, it'll be a flip of the coin. It may be Mariota, it may be Carr. I don't know. But I'm going to roll with the Dolphins. Tua is just on fire. And if our offensive coordinator is still on the COVID list and not back, and we've got a man like Gruden, our $100 million man, calling old school plays, I don't see us winning this game. And I have to look at what our defense is looking like. They say they're ready. We have a new defensive coordinator that replaced PG. So he spoke today and likes what he sees within the organization. And hopefully what they did last game, they can probably try and elevate and duplicate, if not better, this game. Which they need to. They ain't got a choice.
So I'm going to go with Miami as well. I feel like Tua's kind of been doing his thing.
Tua has been doing his thing now.
And they're on that cusp, too, to try and get into the wild card.
Yeah, they are. They're almost there. So they're going to push for sure. They have a better chance.
Colts at Pittsburgh.
Oh, the Colts. I'm done with the Steelers. This season, like I told you earlier with Juju, is done. Steelers are on this side.
I kind of feel like with all this publicity that maybe something changes. I mean, it's like if they have
And possibly it could, but it's the Colts, and I'm not counting Phil Rivers out right now. He's been doing actually really, really good.
Yeah.
Really good. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Pitt. Because I feel like it's been, I mean, are you going to lose 4 games in a row now? Like 11-0 to 0-4.
You have to understand that these losses were supposed to be losses within the season early on too, that no one expected. You know what I mean? We knew that the shoe was going to drop eventually. And I think, like I said, they're probably on the other side. But yeah, go with them. It's going to be a decent game. And
Falcons at Kansas City. It's the Chiefs, I believe.
Chiefs.
Well, they clinched the number one spot. No, they haven't yet. But they haven't clinched number one. That's still a fight.
And the Falcons' defense is actually really, really good, surprisingly. And if they handled us like they did, they can handle the Chiefs like that, too. I don't think they can win it, but their defense is definitely going to show up. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs still. Their offense
is ridiculous. Is Julio even playing yet? I think because he didn't play last weekend.
Is he back this week? I don't think so. He might.
You said who are you going with?
I'm going with the Chiefs, though. I'm going to roll with – I hate them in my division, but I'm going to roll with them and just see what he does.
I gotcha. Bears at Jacksonville. I'm going to roll with the Bears.
I'm going to go with the Bears on that. Oh, finally got off the Minshew train. You did that last week. You picked the opposite team.
It was,
You've been picking Jacksonville all season.
You know what it was? It was the longer hair that threw me off. And just like the end of, like, Jacksonville is just crap. So I'm hopefully, hey, go for Trevor Lawrence. Like, congratulations. Let Trevor come into Duval. Southern boy. We've got Clemson.
That's a better look.
South Florida. I think it'll work out for them.
It's a better look than going to New York for sure, especially the Jets.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Shout out to Nate. Nate's in the house. Hood Hobby 206. Hey, he doesn't think Mike Tomlin's going to lose four in a row. We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Bengals coming off a big win against the Houston Texans in Houston.
Oh, the Texans all day.
The
Texans all day. There's nothing to pontificate about. It's the Texans.
Pontificate about.
Yeah, there isn't.
The Giants at the
what
Ravens.
Is that sound?
I don't know what you're hearing.
So sounds like a snore.
I don't know.
Anything. It's so weird. Okay. Keep going. My tablet's not on. It's not in the house. I'm hearing it through my headphones.
I don't know.
Okay.
I have to go back.
The Ghost of Christmas Past?
I can't hear it in my stuff, so I'm not sure. The Giants at Baltimore.
Oh, Ravens.
Cleveland at the Jets. I think Browns.
Yeah. I'll take that too.
Carolina at Washington.
Washington.
I like them.
I do too.
And they almost came back and got us. I mean, here we are, Seattle.
Your game was such the most stalemate, lowest score game I've ever watched in my life. You guys are always so stressful.
Finally, have a time where I won't be so stressed, and then come
you
fourth
guys
quarter,
are always and we'll let them back in. Games. Why are your games so stressful to watch? They're
we
not
should have had like we should have had like 35 points that game.
You should have had something. I mean, that was I just checking on.
I mean, it was like 2015. It wasn't like it wasn't like 9-6. But for us,
still,
and the way that
still,
the Washington
and it stayed,
played,
how long did it stay at 12, 20, and 15? I was like, God, somebody's going to come back.
It was all the fourth quarter because the Washington actually came back. We were up by, I don't know what it was in the first half, but I thought it was going to be a nice, relaxing game. No.
Mm-mm. It never is.
No. Mm-mm. And this Sunday is going to be terrible.
Yeah, not this year. It's going to be stressful for you guys.
This weekend is gonna be bad. The Rams.
I know, but
game.
your year is just stressful. Like even next week, is
all
gonna
my
be
games
stressful.
Are stressful.
It's gonna be a stressful.
Last year was stressful. This year, I mean, it's just how we roll. High blood pressure meds are on my horizon. Broncos at Chargers.
All right. I'm gonna take the Broncos on this.
I'm gonna go with the Chargers.
They can win. Justin Herbert's amazing against.
I know he is.
And Broncos, they, you know, they had a win, a successful one, and I was kind of shocked, you know. So
I think we all were.
You just never know. I'm just going out the opposite. I think the Chargers will win this one, but I'll just choose Broncos to make it.
Mr. Hurts is continuing on with the Philadelphia Eagles and is at Dallas. I'm taking Philly. I'm not going to roll with Dallas no more.
Are they in Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
I hate the Cowboys so much.
I know.
But I want to see what Wentz does, too. I'll take Dallas. I'm going to roll with it just to see. Okay. Make it interesting.
Rams at Seattle. I got to go with my boys.
Go on with your Seahawks. But they better not disappoint. I swear to God.
Who are you telling? It's going to be... Titans at Green Bay. This could be a good game.
I'm going to roll with Green Bay on this one.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to go with it. Titans are strong. They're looking really good.
But they both have to fight. And Aaron Rodgers, I think he's taking his nonchalance MO off and needs to really get into it now.
Well, it's going to be tough for Derrick Henry and Green, you know, Green Bay's defense. God, yep, that's my fantasy this week. I'm going to go with Titans.
You go with those Titans.
I am. Buffalo at New England. The New England has no longer in the playoffs.
How many games are there right now? Jeez, that's it. I feel like we read off 20 games. Right? Oops. 20 games.
Well, there's
right
no
now.
Bye weeks anymore. So.
Oh, well. Yeah, that'll do. Buffalo. That'll do it then. It's who is it? Giants?
Buffalo at New England.
Oh, New England. Oh, yeah. Buffalo for sure. Buffalo for sure.
Well, I know we lost Chris, but we want to thank him. He probably got busy.
Yeah.
But we thank him for being on. Make sure you check him out on Instagram. It's C-R, we'll tag it. It's Chris, I-H-L-E.
Why weren't you trying to spell it?
_ I had to think about it.
No, I thought you had it written down.
No, I mean, not in front of me. No. but I know it's Chris Isle _ and then Chris Isle Las Vegas, I believe, or Chris Isle Art Gallery on Instagram. We'll make sure to tag it in the description. Check him out. If you're in Circa, definitely go into the hotel and look for the Chris Isle Art Gallery. Check out the new figure, the new statues, the Legos there. It's pretty dope. And hey, if somebody out there wants to commission him to get a life-sized statue of yourself, do it. Let's watch and see.
Deep, dark, and delicious.
Triple D.
Man, I'll take it. He makes a little statue for me. I am all about it.
I'm going to exit us out with a little video from his
perfect
thing. And then we will catch y'all. Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy
holidays, everyone.
We'll catch you guys next week, right before we finally give 2020 the boot. Man, I can't wait.
Yes. Well, I think 2021 is not going to be played with either. We need to respect all. We just need to respect every moment we have. Yeah. Just respect it. I'm not going to say anything disparaging. Yeah, I'm just going to keep that mantra going. All right. Thank you, everybody, for checking in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.